Imagine paying almost $2,000 to sit one of the most important and stressful exams of your career, only to have it end abruptly as you sit it because of a technical fault. Well, that's the reality facing hundreds of trainee doctors from around Australia at the moment. The exam was being run by the Royal Australasian College of Physicians, which says it's sorry for the mix-up and the distress caused to those sitting the test. Penny Timms with this report.
This is no ordinary exam. It lasts the best part of a day and can be crucial for a trainee doctor who wants to become a physician or paediatrician. But yesterday afternoon, a technical error meant hundreds of doctors sitting the exam were kicked offline. And after several hours of waiting, the exam was eventually abandoned and those doing it were told they'll have to resit it.
This is an exam that some people have been studying for years for. And for it to come apart at the last minute because of a technical glitch without a backup system in place is incredibly distressing for these trainees.
Dr. John Zorbas is the chairman of the Australian Medical Association Council of Doctors in Training. His phone hasn't stopped ringing with distressed trainee doctors.
Any trainee who finds themselves in distress, any doctor who's just not coping with the situation should contact the Doctors' Health Advisory Service for support. And secondly, you know, we want to reassure these doctors that we're speaking to RACP to find out exactly what's gone wrong and make sure that there's an open, fair, transparent system in place.
One person who sat the exam has penned an anonymous letter. The author fears professional repercussions if they speak out, but they describe the moment the exam was abandoned. Candidates were seen outside examination venues crying, distressed, struggling to come to terms with the fact that what was meant to be an evening of relief was one of more anxiety and uncertainty. They have received a 200-word statement from the RACP president that provides few answers about the cause of the failure and a fairly insincere apology for the serious distress these events have caused candidates. This is the first time the exam was done online. It was run by the international IT company Pearson VUE on behalf of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians. Dr. Zorbas and the AMA is trying to verify reports that trainees raised concerns that there was no paper backup system. Also unverified is that those concerns were met with silence. The college's president is Dr. Catherine Yelland.
We have been in discussions with the examination provider about how this happened, and they will provide a report to us within the next 48 hours.
She says the college is sorry for any distress the glitch has caused, and it will be holding an internal review into its handling of the situation. Dr. Helen Schultz is a consultant psychiatrist and advocate for doctors in training.
These are doctors who have completed all of their medical training, internship and residency years and have decided to become physicians. So generally working in things like cardiology or respiratory medicine or say working with endocrinology systems. So these are really the entry level exams to get very precious training places that the College of Physicians determine.
And she fears for the mental state of trainee doctors affected. In fact, she's so worried about their welfare that she's opening her clinic in Melbourne for emergency appointments on Thursday afternoon.
And I really must insist that if doctors are coming to see me for help, there is no way on earth that they fall under the criteria of a mandatory report to APRA, because they are actually seeking help and they must come if they feel at all unsafe. And if they can't wait till then, they must leave work today and go and see their GPs so that they're safe.
The college is yet to say when the exam will be rescheduled.
Penny Timms, and if you or anyone you know need help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.